The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
That's right. It's the danger zone here on Money Life, where we talk stocks and sometimes ETFs or mutual funds with David Trainer. He is the president of New Constructs. If you're not familiar, check out newconstructs.com, where one of the things you will immediately notice is the most attractive and most dangerous stocks list, because New Constructs breaks stocks down on a scale that goes from very attractive to very dangerous. And that is one of the reasons why we talk with David Trainer. Now, remember, if you want to follow New Constructs on Twitter, it's at New Constructs, and again, newconstructs.com. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck.
All guests on Money Life appear on the Hightower Hotline. If you've lost confidence in traditional brokerage and investment firms, it's time to learn about the Hightower difference. To find out more, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, David, who is in the danger zone this week?
White Mountain Insurance, ticker WTM, is in the danger zone, Chuck.
Danger, danger.
And why are they in the danger zone? What is it that has turned this company to where you think it's a problem?
It's a new addition to our most dangerous stocks list, the October list, which is released today to the public. And it's on the list mainly because its valuation went up enough to trigger eligibility. But really, before that, what we're dealing with here with White Mountain is a business that, you know, we all know that Warren Buffett loves insurance businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his proteges founded White Mountain. And for a while, Warren Buffett was an investor. But he got out a couple years ago. And it really, ever since then, management has really bumbled its way along. And the business is in a lot worse shape than I believe what people seem to understand it to be in. And when I say that, what I'm talking about is, you know, the cash-on-cash returns on the business. These guys have seen their balance sheet pretty much remain stable, but in the meantime, the cash flows, the real cash yield, what I call NOPAT, or net operating profit after tax, has been declining. In fact, their NOPAT at the end of last year was about half of what it was in 1998, right?
Wow.
So this is a business that has really done nothing but go backwards. And the valuation, Chuck, doesn't fit with that, right? The valuation implies that their operating profit after tax is going to grow 20% compounded annually for 20 years, while over the last 10, it's been pretty much a negative.
What is the market looking at that you're not? Because we've heard from a lot of guests on this show that financial services companies, and again, in the danger zone this week, it is White Mountain, WTM, an insurance firm. But the financial services companies are particularly hard to value. Is there something that the rest of the market sees that maybe they shouldn't be looking at here?
You know, I think the market spends a little bit too much time focusing on reported earnings, right? And their accounting earnings have been pretty stellar. You know, I mean, they had a big number last year, and there was some noise in that number, a lot of noise in that number. But I don't know if that many people, you know, look past that. And I think what people miss most when it comes to financial companies is the balance sheet. I don't think people understand the balance sheets for financial businesses because they're very different than an industrial business. But you still need to look at the balance sheet because that gives you a sense of, you know, how much capital, how much shareholder equity has gone into this company over time. When we look at White Mountain, it's an enormous amount. I mean, these guys have seen the balance sheet do nothing. You know, so I told you that their operating profit after tax is less than half of what it was in 1998,
right?
But yet their invested capital is almost 10 times what it was, or the amount of capital in the business is 10 times what it was in 1998.
When you take a look at a stock like this and you see those valuations being out of whack, what's the reasonable expectation? Obviously, you believe people are going to take a haircut here, but how bad is this going to be?
You know, for White Mountain, it's sort of a tough call because when we net out their liabilities, the economic book value per share that I get, which is that metric that looks at sort of the perpetuity value of the existing cash flows and then nets out all the liabilities related to that, you know, the value I get on that is a negative value, right? And the stock's at $516. So, look, I believe financials are going to see a turnaround, you know, in the not too distant future. It's going to get better for financials. A lot better? I don't know, right? I mean, we've been thinking GDP is going to be turning around for a while. We basically just had the Fed admit that, you know, they're on watch into perpetuity in terms of the economy turning around, which essentially means, you know, they don't know when it's going to turn around, if it will.
Right.
But, you know, I think the stock is easily, you know, not worth anything more than half what it is right now. I don't think this is going to be one of the long-term survivors in the financial sector.
Will it ride the little rally you're seeing for financials, or is there a catalyst that's going to make this be a downturn here?
You know, I get that question all the time about a lot of my picks. You know, when is this going to happen? And it's funny. You know, we've seen the writing on the wall in a lot of stocks well before things happen. Sometimes it's a really long time. Sometimes it's a short amount of time. You know, for Eastman Kodak, where we saw a really, really dire situation with respect to their reported earnings versus their actual cash flows and their pension liabilities, it took like 9 months. You know, so for White Mountain, I don't know what the catalyst is going to be. It's tough to tell. And, you know, with so many momentum traders in the market, there's a lot of noise. And people's perception of risk-reward, I think, has been warped over the last few years. And people don't really understand risk, and they just sort of look at momentum as pure reward. And so it's difficult for me to tell. I'm guessing that within the next few quarters, when White Mountain is forced to report kind of lower earnings without the noise, with discontinued operations and negative taxes and stuff like that, when they're kind of run out of accounting tricks and they're getting low on those already, you know, I think it's going to probably, you know, the reconciliation is going to hit. And I would imagine that happens within the next 6 months.
And that is why White Mountain, ticker symbol WTM, is in the danger zone. David Trainer from New Constructs, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life. We'll talk to you again next week.
I'm looking forward to it, Chuck. Thank you.
There is much more of Money Life to lead. Stick with us.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.